I know the answer. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. I know the answer. Do you know the answer? Oh, we all do. We know the answer. And we tell ourselves we don't. Now, I've been running experiments with our students here at the University of Healing, and I've been having them instantly respond to questions. And as they instantly respond to questions, they come up with some very interesting ideas. And oftentimes they'll say, well, I knew that. I could have said that. I was thinking that. But that's true. You knew it. You could have said it. You were thinking that. And that's just the case. We know it. We could have said it, and we're thinking about it, but we don't, because we haven't trained ourselves to speak whatever comes to our consciousness. We have the old adage, think before you talk. Get your mind in gear before you put your mouth in gear. And we think, oh, aren't those charming things? Aren't those charming? No. Those are contrary to the principles that we teach. We teach, do not think. Do not put your mind in gear before you put your mouth in gear. Listen to the divine in you and immediately respond with what the divine in you is saying. And make a practice of doing this, sort of make a habit, to make it a program of doing this. Listening to the divine within you and then saying immediately what comes. But how do I know when the divine is talking to me? You don't. But I will say, the divine is the only thing in you that can talk to you. The divine is the only voice you will hear, and it sounds like yours, and it sounds like some of your cockamamie ideas, but nonetheless, it is you, and it is your divine all the same. Our difficulty is that the divine speaks instantly, and then secondarily, we think about it, and then third, we not only have thought about it, but then we have begun to put our mouth in gear because our mind has accepted this concept and is thinking about it and has judged it and has given it opinions which it shouldn't have at all. And so, by the time we do learn to speak what we think in our heart, it has already changed many, many times. For us to learn to speak our first thought, for us to learn to think our first thought even, just think it, not even speak it yet, is quite an interesting program. And the more we train ourselves to think and speak our first thought, the more we are thinking and speaking our first thought. True, it will not be our first thought. It'll be many times down the line, but at least we're getting onto the concept. And the more we get on the concept of thinking and speaking our first thought, the more we are doing it. And little by little, we develop the talent of speaking more quickly, speaking more instantly, exactly what comes to our consciousness, exactly what comes to our mind. And as we do this, then we are in a full-fledged meditation of being one in and as the divine in us, and we are able to reveal what the divine says. Now, within all humanity, within all life, is knowledge and wisdom. And some life forms have brains that can take this wisdom and apply it. Some on a primitive level, some on a very wonderful level, on a very high level. And when we learn to do this, what we're learning to do, we're learning to be one as the divine in us. And we are bypassing the limitations we have built into ourselves as sort of a protection over the years, and we are letting that concept of limitation fade away. And we believe in ourselves. We believe in it. Now, if you memorize anything, then you can pretty well speak what you have memorized and repeat it, and you'll sound very, very intelligent. Now, can you memorize the fact that I know the answer? I know the answer. I know the answer, I know the answer, I know the answer, I know the answer. Say it and say it and say it and say it and say it 100 zillion times. And as you say it, you build the consciousness within you of knowing the answer. And not only knowing the answer, but knowing it to anything. The minds, the geniuses throughout all time, the artists, the poets, the writers, speakers, the leaders, whoever they may be, the business entrepreneurs, the people who live in this world and do beautiful things. Wow, you know? Yes. Wow. Where did they get this? Well, they know the answer because they have studied. No. They know the answer because they're in the right place to know it. No. They know the right answer because they have learned to listen within. In some magical way, they have learned to listen within, and they have learned to trust it so completely that it reveals to them all of the wonderful things they want to know to be a success in whatever they want to do. I know the answer. You can take this simple phrase, and you can make it yours today, and you can be the most wonderful genius that your world has ever revealed. And that can be you, yes, because you have within you, the divine in you, the divine in me, all the knowledge of the universe, all the wisdom, that's how to use it, knowledge, all the knowledge, all the wisdom of the universe, you and I have within us the capacity to do anything. Now the question is, what do you want to do with it? And when do you want to do with it? Now, I say we want to do it now. And what we want to do with it is we want to reveal it in all its majesty, in all its beauty, in all its wonder, right now. And the way to do it is to say, I know the answer. What a lovely meditation that is. Work on it. Let that be your blessing to yourself. And watch how happy your entire life, your body, your affairs are in that use. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.